Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 days this week, the College Station City Council held budget workshops. Mayor Nancy Berry says one of the proposed changes is reducing the number of additional fire department employees from 7 to 5 in order to fund a 3% pay raise for existing firefighters.
How are they able to retain and recruit? Chief Hurt said that they're having difficulty recruiting qualified candidates. And when they recruit them, they still have to put them through training, and they're not going to be an effective firefighter for 18 months. And they're losing out good candidates to other neighboring cities who pay more.
A public hearing on next year's College Station public budget will be held September 11th. For the second time in 3 years, a College Station software company is looking to expand.
The College Station City Council has been asked to approve an economic development agreement with Staticorp, which is located on Lakeway Drive on the east side of the freeway south of William D. Fitch. In 2011, the company purchased 9 acres of land from the city. Now it wants the city to fast-track development plans, convert 30 acres to parkland use, and vacate the back half of a side street, Technology Way. In return, Staticorp has 7 years to construct and occupy a $3 million building and hire an additional 15 employees, generating an additional payroll of at least $1 million. Council will consider the agreement Monday night, moving up the regular meeting from Thursday, in part due to the A&M football season opener. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The field for this year's Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K will include an internationally known runner. Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday its partnership with John McEnroy of South Africa as part of his first trip ever to the United States.
Friend of the museum, Corey Arkak, is also a good friend of John McEnroy. She had actually participated in the last Uneguasha challenge. She talked him into coming here first. We're number one to run in the Buffalo Stampede and support the museum.
In addition to starting the Uneguasha Challenge, McEnroy is also known for the motivational campaign known as I Wear Red Socks on Friday. The Buffalo Stampede is part of the museum's Boonville Days event, the first Saturday in October. There have been two weather phenomenons this summer, no 100-degree highs and no hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, the action has been in the Pacific.
The Pacific is a much larger fraction of the globe than the Atlantic, and water temperatures there have been running above normal in the tropics. This summer, a tropical storm hit the Big Island of Hawaii, which is an extraordinarily rare event. So Hawaii is a rather small target.
Cordy expects the Gulf to stay calm through the rest of the hurricane season. Bryan Police has issued a public awareness notice that applies to those in the downtown area Saturday between 11 and 2. At the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street, local members of Open Carry Texas will be holding long rifles and pre-1899 black powder revolvers, or replicas, which is allowed under current state law. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
808, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net. Here we go.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night, and mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:08. It's Friday. It means that Jason Call is here from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
Good. Brought the water chick with you.
I did.
Yep. It's Jennifer Nations. We call her the water chick. It's time to play I Thought I Knew That.
Oh, boy.
I Thought I Knew That. This is the new version of Jethro Trivia. We'll ask you three multiple choice questions. But since you're the guest, you get to answer last.
Okay.
So doesn't mean it'll be any more right or wrong. It's just you get to answer last. All right, so here we go. Kevin, you'll answer first on this one. And then since Jay's here, he'll also play. Patrick will answer, then we'll let our in-studio guest answer after that. According to Greek mythology, after Pandora opened the box to release all the evils on the world, what remained inside after she closed it again? Was it A, charity, B, faith, C, hope, or D, love? Kevin?
Love.
Patrick? Hope. I love the way we're answering. Jay?
Hope.
He had help.
Oh, did he?
I did.
But I'm going to choose that too, hope.
Okay, it is. It's hope, as a matter of fact. It's hope. So there you go. Wait, did he come and read the answer?
No, he whispered it in my ear.
Okay, all right. He has his son in here who's smart on everything, maybe even thermodynamics. All right, members of the acting profession, consider it unlucky to do this backstage. Is it A, cough, B, hiccup, C, sneeze, or D, whistle? Patrick?
Sneeze.
Okay. Kevin?
Whistle.
Okay.
Wait, ask me the question again.
Sure. Members of the acting profession, consider it unlucky to do what backstage? Is it A, cough, B, hiccup, C, sneeze, or D, whistle?
Ooh, hiccup.
Okay.
Sneeze?
It's whistle.
Yes, it is.
Really?
I knew
listen
that.
To me. Oh, yes, it is. Wow. Like you're Mr. Authority. But okay,
on this one, I knew that.
Yeah, you did. That's
yes.
Very good.
I worked in the theater
so
in college.
There. I'm glad to hear about that. Okay.
Why?
Just is.
Oh, well, thanks. Just,
now that we know the real truth.
I don't know why, but okay. I had a theater professor who worked on Broadway for years building sets, and... I was whistling one day building something. He said, don't do that.
It confuses the orchestra while they're warming up.
There you go. Frederick Sanger, here we go. Our final question. Frederick Sanger invented what? Was it this lifesaver? Was it A, insulin, B, the safety pin, D, the inflatable life raft, or D, aspirin? Once again, Frederick Sanger, did he invent A, insulin, B, the safety pin, C, the inflatable life raft, or D, aspirin? Patrick, you're first.
Insulin.
Wow. Kevin.
I'm going to say insulin.
Jay.
Insulin.
I've fooled you all. He said it was such an absolute belief that this was right.
I'm just going to march to the beat of my own drummer and say aspirin.
Okay, it's insulin. Here we go.
Hey, I think I won.
And why? Just because.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, you did, Kevin. I think you're the winner today.
I finally won.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are no prizes involved, and you're not eligible.
Yeah, I can't win.
Anyway, so
I think my record holds anyway. I don't think I've ever won Jethro Trivia or this. No.
Not your strongest suit. Okay.
No.
All right, we're here to talk water today, huh?
Yes, now that I can answer.
Okay, with regard to?
Just end of the summer. It's kind of hot. It's kind of dry.
But we're only about an inch and a half or so behind. It's kind of unusual, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We've had some well-timed rains throughout the summer, and so we're averaging about 20 million gallons a day, which is good. I mean, it's high, but our capacity is about 30 million gallons a day, so we're staying well under capacity.
I'm going to ask you just kind of a left-field question, because I do that from time to time when we talk water. But, you know, there have been so many things this summer. This has been a different summer for Bryan College Station. I mean, we used to know when the students were gone, mm-hmm. but we had so many things that happened that brought people in here during the summer when normally it's quieter. Have we noticed that it is creeping up even when the students aren't here as opposed to last summer, for instance, when it comes to water usage?
I think so. I can't say definitively because I've been out most of the summer.
Yeah. Well, but we've got, you know, the apartments have to start filling up now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm thinking we're already kind of getting ramped up toward higher water usage anyway now.
Yeah. So. We used to have our highest water day used to be around Labor Day. And the past couple of years, it's been around mid-July. And I think, it's been in July and August rather than Labor Day. So we've had our high day the past couple of years, well before the students came back.
Sure. Jennifer Nations from the Water Department of City College Station. Now, do you have somewhere like tucked away in the third drawer of a file cabinet the number where you really want water usage to be when it comes to people starting to pay attention, how they should use their sprinkler systems? Are we approaching a point where you feel comfortable that the residents of College Station are starting to catch on to the idea of when to water and how to water?
The ones that are catching on really well.
Okay.
The ones that aren't aren't. No, the state has a goal of a per capita water usage, which is per person, of 140 gallons per person per day. And we are approaching that. It's been, you know, getting a little bit lower and a little bit lower. I think in our high months, we'll be around 160 or so, but, you know, we can get it down to about 150 or below that.
Okay, so 140 would be your optimum if you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you'll see. Do you have watering tips available on your website, I'm sure?
I do. Okay. I do. We have a recommended watering schedule. We've got our updated water conservation plan and drought contingency plan. We've got the water rates up there. We've got applications for rebates and all sorts of watering tips.
I got you. Do you see that the city of College Station is going to, I mean, they've started using gray water.
Mm-hmm.
That
reclaimed water.
Reclaimed water. That's true. Not gray water. That's a septic thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so reclaimed water, are we seeing that that's probably going to be a trend that that's going to happen more often too?
Oh, yes. Yes. There's a trade organization, the Water Reuse Association, and they're having their annual summit coming up in a couple of weeks. And there's just all kinds of presentations about industrial water reuse, potable water reuse. It's reuse is being used in the fracking industry. It's, you know, it's this resource that you're always going to have because people are always going to be flushing toilets and taking showers. So it's really the only source of water that's going to grow as your population grows.
Sure. Okay. Anything else we need to cover today in water?
I think that was all. You know, if you have questions about your irrigation system, please call us for an irrigation checkup. We're happy to help you. That's been a good service. We've been able to save a lot of people significant amounts of water and give them good information on how to operate their irrigation system efficiently.
Okay, there you go. Jennifer Nations, it's the Water Chick. Thanks for coming in this morning. What else you got?
Well, as you know, City Council just came off of three consecutive days of budget workshops. There are public hearings set in September, September 3rd. There's a public hearing on the proposed tax rate. And then on September 11th, another public hearing on the budget and tax rate. And we would really like all College Station citizens to become familiar with this proposed budget. It's important. It's $253 million important. And that entire document is online at cstx.gov/budget. It's there for your review. And we do hope, and I think the city council hopes, you show up and you let them know what you find in there that that you would prefer to look otherwise. Your priorities may be a bit different, and they would like to know that. They're scheduled to adopt a tax rate and budget on September 22nd. So please give it a look, cstx.gov/budget. If you need help walking through it, give us a call, and we'll make sure the right folks do that for you.
They'll read it to you word for word.
That's right. All 300 pages.
There you go. All right, thanks. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit those folks on Friday. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit AllenHonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. That's sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Yellen could set the tone for the markets. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures are flat ahead of the Friday session on Wall Street. Investors are looking forward to speeches from Fed Chair Janet Yellen and other central bankers. A multi-billion dollar pair of deals will nearly double Dynegy's generating capacity. The power plant operator is buying coal and gas generating assets from Duke Energy and Energy Capital Partners. The combined value of the deals is around $6.25 billion. Comcast rolled out a new service to provide streaming television to college campuses. It offers about 80 live channels plus on-demand programming that can be viewed on tablets and phones as well as TV sets. There is reportedly a production problem that could cause a shortage of smartphone screens at Apple. Reuters says Apple suppliers are scrambling ahead of a scheduled September 9th media event at which Apple is expected to announce new larger screen versions of the iPhone. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Looking for the best health and wellness secrets in town? Is staying active a top priority in your life? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about wellness in the Brazos Valley. Maintaining good health is important to everyone. To advertise your business in Brazos Wellness Magazine, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. That's sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate Company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now, that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at myactivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411 and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. There is a plaque on the naval destroyer, the USS O'Bannon. It commemorates a battle that the O'Bannon was involved in during World War II. While en route to station, the O'Bannon spotted a Japanese submarine on the surface. The Japanese vessel was evidently up for air and recharging batteries. But on this day, luck was not with this sub. It was spotted by the O'Bannon, but before they could secure and dive, the O'Bannon opened fire and blew off their conning tower. Now, the sub wasn't airtight any longer, so diving wasn't really the best option. The Japanese captain, however, wasn't without some good experience. What he did next was just brilliant. He turned his sub and went directly at the destroyer. What he knew was that the O'Bannon's guns were made to hit targets at a distance. What the Japanese captain did was get his sub so close to the O'Bannon that the destroyer couldn't lower its guns enough to shoot at it. Now, the shooting stopped, and the Japanese sailors, evidently exuberant that the Americans couldn't hit them any longer, came out on deck. The Americans had a few hand weapons on board, but those would hardly do much damage against a submarine, which was made to withstand a much bigger hit than that. In almost absolute frustration, one of the kitchen cooks who heard all the fracas on deck came up with a box of potatoes, and he and several others started throwing the spuds at the submarine, landing a number of them on deck. Suddenly, without warning, the Japanese quickly ran below and in their haste started to submerge. By the time they remembered that they were no longer watertight, it was too late. Most of the Japanese were rescued, and the plaque is now proudly displayed on the O'Bannon commemorating the event. Why did the Japanese do it? Well, it's a little-known fact that the Japanese sailors had never before seen a potato. You see, that's a very Western food, and in the closed imperialistic society of pre-war Japan, they simply didn't exist. When the Japanese saw those potatoes hitting the deck of their sub, well, they thought they were American hand grenades. And in their panic to get below deck, well, they simply forgot they were missing their conning tower and were no longer watertight. Oh, and that plaque that commemorates the whole episode? Well, that was donated by the potato growers of Idaho, of course.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
On the death of James Foley, did Twitter make the right call? I'm Digital Pro Kim Komando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
No matter what social media decides, that video of the extreme and very violent death of American James Foley, killed by ISIS terrorists, is difficult to avoid. Twitter immediately banned it. But as Twitter increasingly becomes a popular news source for many people, it faces the kinds of tough questions traditional news organizations have dealt with for decades. How much violence should be shown? So, did Twitter make the right call? There are two opinions. On one hand, let the world see just how barbaric ISIS terrorists really are. Don't censor anything. On the other hand, you don't actually need to see it to understand what the terrorists did. And I should point out, Twitter does not control the entire internet. Be advised, medical experts warn that a certain segment of the population will suffer a mental trauma from viewing the video. In the end, it's your call. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website. That's Komando.com, KOMANDO.com.
harnessing tiny brains to do great things. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A single bee isn't very smart, but a bee colony manages to build a hive and make honey. In the journal Science, Harvard researchers describe their Killabot project, in which tiny individual robots with very little brain power can work together to arrange themselves into complex shapes, like a star or the letter K. It's a bit like a robot flash mob, and working out how simple machines can cooperate most effectively will be the first step toward designing teams of robots to complete complicated tasks. In other news, Australian researchers report why sewer pipes are corroding and failing in urban areas worldwide. Sulfur-based chemicals used to make water safe to drink. The chemicals form acids that eat away at concrete pipes. They say that replacing the chemicals with cheap alternatives could save billions of dollars. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Next week's regular meeting of the College Station City Council is being moved up to Monday, in part because of the A&M football season opener on Thursday. The agenda includes consideration of two business developments.
One involves land on the southwest corner of Rock Prairie and Holloman near the Jackson Hole driving range. Council's being asked to change the comprehensive plan to allow a commercial area featuring a convenience store. City staff say across Rock Prairie, recent approval is given to preliminary plans for a restricted suburban development. In a separate item, a software company that purchased city land 3 years ago along the east side of the freeway south of Fitch wants to expand again. Standard Core currently has an $8 million payroll with 104 employees. A proposed economic development agreement calls for Standard Core to add 15 employees with an annual payroll of at least $1 million and construct a new building with a minimum value of $3 million. City would vacate the rear portion of Technology Way, turn 30 adjacent acres of land into green space, and fast-track the expansion plans. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The explosion in oil and gas production in Texas is making it tough on lots of other employers. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says it's a battle to hire and retain city employees.
The first responders, they can go out to the oil patch and make a whole lot more money because they need fire protectors out there. And as Kelly Templin, our city manager, said yesterday at workshop, we're at like Midland Light. You can get an attorney who says, well, you know, I'm only making $80,000, but I can get my CDL and make $110,000 driving a truck. I'm going to go drive a truck. We're seeing those individuals who would become a firefighter in the oil patch.
Among the changes the College Station City Council made during 3 days of budget workshops this week is add more money to fund 3% pay raises for firefighters by reducing the number of new positions next year from 7 to 5. Governor Perry says any future legal bills he incurs fighting two felony indictments will be paid for with campaign funds, not taxpayer dollars. Perry has spent $80,000 in public funds on the case so far. A spokeswoman says she doesn't know if there are plans to reimburse the state for Perry's past legal expenses. As of June 30th, Perry has more than $4 million in campaign money. Meantime, the governor's lawyers are dismissing accusations that his investigation into the state's controversial Cancer Research and Prevention Institute led to any criminal activity.
Perry's lead attorney, Tony Busby, did acknowledge that Siepert was under investigation for questionable grants at the time Governor Perry vetoed the budget. Busby says they received the following message on Wednesday from Chris Walling, the Public Integrity Unit's primary investigator.
At no time in the Siepert investigation was Governor Rick Perry or anyone from the governor's office a target. At no time did I ever obtain evidence that suggested any wrongdoing on behalf of Governor Rick Perry or the governor's office.
Perry attorney Ben Ginsburg says the indictment falls apart without Siepert.
The Siepert issue is a red herring that the Democrats are trying to make float upstream, and it doesn't work.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Moving into late August, those who follow the weather have been asking about the absence of hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas A&M climatologist Robert Cordy says due to climate changes, The Pacific is where the action has been this summer.
In the Atlantic, what's happened is the atmosphere is warm, but the water temperatures are normal. And so the marriage of a relatively cool ocean and a warmer atmosphere has had an inhibiting.
In addition to no hurricanes in the Gulf, there have been no 100-degree temperatures this summer as measured at Easterwood Airport, where official records are kept. Visitors to downtown Bryan Saturday may run across people holding historical firearms. Bryan Police report current state law allows for pre-1899 black powder revolvers or replicas and long rifles to be carried in public. And Saturday from 11 to 2, BPD reports members of the Brazos County subchapter of Open Carry, Texas, will be at the corner of William Joel Bryan and Main Street. The notice given to police says members would be promoting First and Second Amendment rights. The first Saturday in October, the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History holds its Boonville Days event. Part of that is the Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K Run. Museum Director Deborah Kalman announced Thursday the participation of South Africa's John McEnroy, who has a worldwide following with his I Wear Red Socks on Friday campaign and a race honoring a group of World War II prisoners of war.
He was captured was in a concentration camp, and when they were there, he and his mates, as they called each other, vowed that if any of them escaped, they would always wear red socks on Friday to remember each other. And John was so inspired by this that he decided to resurrect this race and call it Unagwaja, which in South African means rabbit.
The stampede will also feature, for the first time, cheer stations where volunteer groups are invited to take positions along the race route and compete for cash prizes. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. We'll have more news for you at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. That's 777-5584.
It's time for the sprint to the weekend. Start with the weather, okay? It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling from August to September 31st. Buy a complete air conditioning system with Barker's Heating and Cooling and get an evaporator coil free. That's a $500 value, or get $500 in credit toward that new system. Here we go.
Plenty of sunshine and plenty of heat will continue through today with high temperatures well up in the 90s to near 100 during this afternoon. Overnight clear and warm. Low temperature by Saturday morning, 75 to 80. Little change in the forecast for the weekend as well, as sunshine will continue right on through Saturday. Temperatures near 100. Clear skies, upper 70s at night, and mostly to occasionally partly sunny on Sunday near 100. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. The new season of The View doesn't even kick off until September the 15th, but the fur is already flying. Sources on the set of the estrogen-fueled chat fest say that Whoopi and Rosie are in a standoff over who gets to sit in the moderator seat. Apparently, Rosie thinks it's her show. The Whoopster regrets signing a four-year contract, has no plans of giving up her chair. Pudding wrestling.
No.
Just put them in pudding and let them wrestle.
No.
Come on. Put them in pudding and let them wrestle.
Ugh.
Put them
no.
in. Put
Only
them in
if you swear I don't have to ever see it.
Put them in yoga pants. Put them in white yoga pants and then put them in chocolate pudding.
What is the matter with
it's
you?
It's going to be a race to the bottom to who can finish it first.
Oh, good point.
No, you're in there to fight. Okay. Frankie Valli, who's 80, is going to get married to Carol Burnett on this season's Hawaii Five-0. TV Guide reports the 80-year-old walked like a man singer from the Four Seasons, and Carol, who's 81 and play Steve McGarrett's mom on the show. We'll have a whirlwind romance with Frankie having to walk like a man right down the aisle on the eighth episode of the season. So there you go, if you care anything about that. Oh, here's your Doctor Who story for today. Head of the BBC's TV division told reporters at the annual Edinburgh TV Festival yesterday he'd like to see a female Doctor Who in the future.
That would be interesting.
The near future. Latest season of the hit shows debuts this weekend in England before it comes to U.S. America later this fall. When asked if he'd like to be on the show, who he would like to have on the show, he said he'd like to see the role currently played by Jenna Coleman be elevated. So, see what happens.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about that show. I forget where I was. Anyway, I'd taken the one of my dogs to the vet hospital, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and the only thing I can do while they're working on the dog is to read Entertainment Magazine, which I'd never read before. I learned more about Doctor Who in about 10 minutes than I'd known in 50,
well, there you go.
50 years of it being around. Yeah, showed the different wardrobes that the Doctor wore and all that kind of stuff.
A female Doctor would be neat, though. That would be an interesting twist for the series.
Hello.
I have two things to say today.
It's Ben Downs, the general manager and donut master.
I have one.
Oh, sorry.
Water.
Sorry.
One. Melted water is about 33 degrees. The air is 70. Come on, Patrick. Think man.
But
think.
Not buying it.
See, we.
Number two.
Yeah.
I've got your stupid donuts after a 20-minute wait in line.
They're stupid donuts
was
now.
I've
got your stupid donuts. I cannot believe that I did not say, oh, look at the long line. They'll be okay without donuts today. I said no. I woke up this morning to them talking about these stupid donuts.
It's a
so
thing.
I have them now.
Did you pay back? Did you pay it back?
Are you kidding me? I couldn't wait to get out of there. They're just lucky I didn't back into a car behind me.
I understand you have a new property coming on the air.
I don't know. Maybe.
Wow.
Whatever.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Downs. See you. Bye. Wow.
You're in trouble.
I was trying to give him a graceful exit. He decided not to take it. Okay. That'll work. All right, let's see. Top movie rentals, so you can be like everybody else if you want to for your DVD rentals. Number three is The Need for Speed. Number two is God's Not Dead. Number one is Divergent. For your video, that was the sales. I'm sorry. For your rentals, it's Heaven is for Real is number three, Divergent is number two, and Noah is number one. That's the Noah story, right? Who plays Noah? Is it George Clooney or somebody?
No, it's
it's Russell
Crowe. Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
George Clooney. Noah. continuing with entertainment, the 2014 MTV Awards will be handed out Sunday night live at the Forum in Inglewood. Miley Cyrus has been banned from the Dominican Republic. God, if we could just ban her here, we'd be so much better off. She had a concert there that has been canceled because, quote, undertakes acts that go against morals and customs which are punishable by Dominican law.
Yikes.
Yeah, so there. See how that works out for you. Let me see. This weekend, they say the number one movie will probably be If I Stay. It's about a young girl who finds herself in a coma after a car accident, kills her parents and brother, and she's forced to choose between living or dying. The film is supposed to appeal to the same audience as The Fault is in Our Stars from earlier this summer. That'll probably top the other new film, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. Neither expected to pull more than $15 million. That's based on Frank Miller's stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the first one was really cool.
It was good.
And this one looks just weird.
Well, it's he's fairly graphic. Oh, it's got Mickey Rourke in it, the new improved Mickey Rourke, Botox commercial that he is. Actually, it's got a lot of people. Josh Brolin, I like him. Powers Booth, he's weird. Dennis Haysbert, he sells real insurance when he's not president. And and Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis is in that.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that's out this week is When the Game Stands Tall, stars Jim Caviezel. It's about a high school coach who in Concord, California, his teams went basically from obscurity to winning 151 games in a row. That's a true story.
Yes, it is.
So that'll be kind of interesting. Robin Williams' ashes were poured in San Francisco Bay the day after he died. Mm-hmm. Already done. Finished. It's over. Did that. So, there. Stuff that we were talking about a year ago. I went back and said, let's find out what we were talking about a year ago.
Okay.
A new study discovered that up to 35% of us had a text conversation while still sleeping.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. Mm-mm. Study claimed one in four dogs is clinically depressed and showed signs such as pacing, chasing their tail, howling, and pooping.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Chasing your tail?
Yeah.
Okay.
A group called Home Alone Dogs said the reason for all the downer dogs is that so many pooches are left at home during the day and they miss their masters. Well, here's what you do. You get them another dog. Okay? Dogs are not solitary animals. And I want you to think about this. Here's the reason that cats self-feed and dogs don't, is that cats are solitary hunters. They are. I mean, go back from when they landed on Earth. They have always been solitary hunters.
From aliens?
Well, you know they came from another planet. My God, look at the way they behave. Dogs are pack animals. That's why they'll wolf down anything they can. You know what? You leave a little room open where the chow, you know, the Purina dog chow is, and they eat a hole in it, you'll find them collapsed next to the bag, looking like they swallowed a stuffed animal. But that's the way dogs are, because dogs are pack animals. They are. They feel like they must hunt for food as a group, and so what they do is they eat up all the
food. And then when they kill it, they got to fight for every kibble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's the reason that they're different. All right, just saying. Let's see what else we were talking about a year ago. High school math teacher and students in Queensbury, New York, revealed that double stuffed Oreos don't actually include twice the cream filling. I think we probably knew that.
That wasn't as shocking as the foot-long sandwiches aren't exactly
foot-long. Yeah, foot-long. Hello?
Yeah, you're exactly right about the animals. We got a 12-year-old beagle and our 1-year-old Jack Russell Terrier. Just loves to lick his face, and the beagle is act like a grumpy old man.
Yeah,
we also have three cats, and they're all play toys for the Jack Russell Terrier.
Now, have you ever come home and found the Jack Russell Terrier actually holding class to teach the other animals to be as smart as they are?
No, but he's already got them lined up, and they walk like ducks in a row.
I'm just joking.
Good.
Yeah, no, I understand. Good, thanks. I appreciate that. No, dogs like to have buddies. They just do. Mm-hmm. Hello.
I want to know when you became an expert on dogs.
When I married you? No, I learned it over time. There's no doubt about that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, bye. Yeah.
She just called you out in front of everybody.
Yeah, she did. No. I didn't know a lot about dogs. You watch them. They'll talk to you.
You answer them, Scott?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll talk to them. Survey revealed the average woman owns 20 pairs of shoes. It only wears five of them.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
Five pair, not five shoes.
Yeah. Okay.
90% of women admitted that they owned a pair that had never left the closet.
I believe that.
Oh, that didn't surprise me at all.
Pepsi-flavored Cheetos went on sale
in Japan.
The couch bunker was unveiled. This was a normal-looking sofa on the outside. The couch bunker featured a gun safe under the cushions. Couch bunker could hide up to 40 rifles and ammunition, and included bulletproof cushions if you wanted them.
I don't know if about that, but hiding the guns isn't a bad idea.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm probably in the doghouse now, because when I was talking about my dogs and cats, I forgot to wish my wife a happy 27th anniversary.
Nice job! All right, what's her first name?
Her name is Nelda, and she's probably listening in her office today. So.
Nelda, there you go. Thank you.
I love you, dear.
There you go. Oh, see, now look. Yeah, the rest of it, you're on your own.
Keep digging.
That's right. And hot on the heels of successful Sharknado last year, a couple of writers and a producer announced a new film called Squirrels, about killer squirrels.
Okay.
They even produced a concept trailer. My thought is, it's been a year. Where's the Squirrels movie? Huh?
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Head to the country this weekend. Head out and enjoy yourself at Peach Creek Vineyards out in the south part of the county. Just look for the Peach Creek exit. You go to the what you can do is you can go to the to peachcreekvineyards.com. You can follow them on Facebook. You can see exactly where they are. But they're out there, and it's kind of nice, you know, catch a little breeze. They have a covered pavilion for you to enjoy out there. You can actually see some of the grapes that are grown out there that they produce the wines from. As you sit and sample wine either by the glass or the bottle, you can bring your own snacks out to Peach Creek Vineyards if you want to, or they'll supply cracker trays and s'mores packages. Open Saturdays noon to 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5, and other times on request. You'll find close to 24 wines for you to choose from that they make out there. And, of course, while it's warm, the Frappe Vino machine, which makes kind of wine slushies, is neat. It's a neutral slushy mix that you flavor with the wine, and you can sit out on the patio and enjoy that. They have a gift shop that has a lot of wine-centric type items as well. And with football season coming up, why not make a plan to go out there and take some folks with you to enjoy at the Peach Creek Vineyards. And also remember something they've started, which is called Girls Night Out. It's the third Wednesday of each month from 6 until 8. Bring your friends out there and enjoy a glass of wine or a bottle of wine. And if you'll RSVP at Facebook, they like that. And also, finally, Peach Creek Vineyards is the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch. That's Texas-grown and produced extra virgin olive oil at Peach Creek Vineyards.
Hello, it's Toyota's annual clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I need directions to the dealership. It's time for a Toyota.
Perfect timing. We have some great deals at our once-a-year event.
My car's so unreliable. There it goes again.
We can help. From Camrys to Tundras, Toyotas are famous for their dependability and toughness. Now what?
I need gas, because my car just drinks gas, so, you know.
Well, we've got a bunch of models like the Corolla and Prius that get great MPG.
So can you help me? I'm at 12th and Main.
Yes, okay. Continue straight for 1.3 miles, then turn right. Your destination will be on your left.
Nav system, I could use that too. Thanks, Jan. See you soon. Ooh, maybe not.
Toyota's annual clearance event is on now. Hurry in today and save big on a great selection. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $279 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/2014. Toyota, let's go places.
9 minutes till Newstalk 1620. We have a donut boy now, is that it? Louis the donut boy?
What?
I don't know, he brought donuts in here.
That's nice.
Well,
a runner?
I basically don't eat donuts, but that's fine.
Hey, I just stumbled across this online.
Wait, before you start.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We'll do it in just a minute. I got, hang on, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Next four callers get two tickets to Schlitterbahn Galveston, 695-1620.
Oh, cool.
Schlitterbahn Galveston, next four people, each of you will get two tickets. All right, go ahead.
I stumbled across this online, and it's the guy from the Police Academy movies on some foreign talk show.
Okay.
Doing Led Zeppelin. You ready?
Okay.
This is a real guitar in him.
Okay, that's enough.
I was just stunned.
Is that Steve Guttenberg?
No, the guy that makes the noises.
Oh, radar. Was it a guitar or was it his mouth?
The guitar. There was one guitarist, and the rest of that was being done by him, and then he started singing.
Wow, very interesting. Hey there, who's this?
Randall.
Randall who?
Walton.
Randall Walton. Randall, come by. I got a pair of tickets for you, Schlitterbahn Galveston. All right.
Awesome. Thanks,
buddy. You bet. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
David Kingman.
All right, David, what do you do?
Work in apartments, air conditioning, and all that other wonderful stuff that keeps me outside in the heat, so I'm trying to make my brain.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
You're the one. All right, I got a pair of tickets to Schlitterbahn Galveston for you. Thanks. All right, who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew who?
Hawkins.
What do you do, Matthew Hawkins?
I'm a contractor.
Well, contracting what? That could be almost anything.
Home remodeling.
There you go. Staying busy?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Busier than ever.
Yeah, it's good stuff. That's for sure. What's the name of your company?
M&H Construction.
There you go. Come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you.
You got it, brother.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. All right, here's the last one. Hi there. Who's this?
Michelle Ziegelman.
Michelle Ziegelman?
Yes.
Okay. What was your name before you got married?
Kelly.
So now you're at the end of the list, huh? Whenever
always.
They do things alphabetically, you're at the end of the list. What do you do?
I'm a nurse at the county jail.
Oh, very good. Thank you for what you do. Come by here. Got a pair of tickets to Slitterbond Galveston, okay?
Awesome. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Yep. All right.
Michael Winslow was the guy's name.
Hi, I'm Ben Downs.
Hi, what do you do, Ben?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Depends on what day it is, right?
I would like to apologize for letting my frustration for whatever it was I was buying get away from me. I noticed that you have a donut over there that you have not taken a bite out of yet.
Somebody's having a case of the Mondays.
Oh, boy.
On a Friday, no
less. Yeah, really? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I haven't. Well, yeah, I'm not a real donut person. I mean, donuts are okay.
Okay, which? Okay.
It's more fun to just bust your chops about it. That's all. It's a lot more fun to just
on
do
a Friday.
That. Yeah, what? There it is. It's okay. We always, that was the part where we always
we
fire
find
people.
It's always better to fire people on a Friday.
Okay. I didn't know that was going over the air at
that's
first,
okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Uh-huh.
You know, that's a dangerous position.
It is. When looks like someone else.
Uh-oh. Sounds like there. Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Well, I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah, you did. No, you...
I just, you know, when you're browsing the internet, it's best to have the old on-the-air button turned off.
Oh, and, you never know what you might find.
You know, the high point of my day yesterday was finding out a way to turn off that autoplay feature.
Oh, yes.
On all those videos. You know, when you open ABC.com and you're reading, and then all of a sudden, we found the way you come out of it.
How do you do that?
Well, I know how.
Are you going to do a YouTube for it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. I know how.
Okay.
No. Yeah. And the thing is,
I also know how to get here at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's why I have a job. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
I found out you can turn it off, and it just puts a little thing up there, either a graphic or an Adobe missing a plug-in thing, and you click it, and then it'll play.
Oh.
If you are so inclined.
Because I want one more Adobe thing on my computer, that's
they're
for
all,
sure.
They're all Adobe. Oh, they're Flash playing things anyway. But, boy,
well,
you know, talk about narking yourself out.
Yeah.
You're sitting there. You're being all, you know, you're looking like you're working and everything. You got a spreadsheet handy to pop up if anybody walks by. And all of a sudden you hear a commercial for, you know, Cialis or something comes ripping through your speakers.
Sure. And you're just so busted.
Yeah.
And
it's always loud.
Yeah, it is. Hello.
Hey, I just hung up on you before I could give you my information to get them Slitterbond tickets.
Well, what did you not give me?
That's the trick we play, sir.
Yeah, what information didn't you give me?
Oh, I don't know. My name. Well, I told you my name. I'm the air conditioning guy. I was over picking up condensers.
Yeah.
Where do I get them from?
Oh, no, see, you don't. That's it. That's the whole deal. You win, but you can't come by and pick them up. No,
for the oldest trick in the book.
That would be like if I go into somebody's apartment and their toilet's overflowing, the air conditioner's working. I'm like, well, I'm here, but I'm not going to fix anything for you.
Yeah, there you go. Or Crystal Park Plaza, big five-story mirrored glass building. You know where that is?
Come up to the fifth floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come up to the fifth floor and look for the young women who don't know what's going on. And those are the ones who will get you your tickets for you.
We'll have them there for you. Okay?
But don't worry. I'll be sitting in the office next to them, and I don't know what's going on either. So it'll be just fine.
So you're the guy who really does care about what our weather forecast says, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I have a vested interest in the heat and the humidity because that dictates what kind of a day I'm going to have.
I hear you. Well, all right, come by and get the tickets and you'll feel better. Crystal Park Plaza, top story, okay?
Hey, I'll tell you a quick story real quick, okay?
All right, sure.
And, well, I got a bunch of them, but in Houston one time I was working for an air conditioning contract company. I went to this lawyer's, you might have heard of him, I don't know, a lawyer's place. Fixes air conditioner, and it's hot, and you can bill what you want for the most part, you know. It says, and he looks at the bill, looks at me. Looks at the bill and says, you know, you bill more an hour than I do.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that, pal. Hey, you know what? You needed it more than a lot of people need the attorney. That's for sure. All right, come by and get your tickets. Thanks, man.
Hey, y'all
have
a great afternoon. Great weekend.
Thank you,
Lee
Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G. Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, so if you ask somebody to name a decidedly French food, what would you say it is? I mean, what kind of a hot cuisine meal or item would you think of when you say French?
Yeah.
Snails.
That's right. Escargot. Okay.
See, they even got a special name for it. The rest of it's just called snails. But anyhow, apparently, in fact, snails may not be French and they may not be new. If burnt snail shells found in an archaeological site in Spain are to be believed, humans were chowing down on escargot 30,000 years ago. So there. But they didn't have the drawn butter to go along with it, which, of course, makes it so much better.
Absolutely.
In fact, what they're saying is that they used pine and juniper. There were little traces of pine and juniper that they used to...
So they tried to make it taste like gin.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I was going to play something and it won't work. Okay, anyway, so we're back on Monday. I was trying to figure out what happened on this date in history, and best I can tell, there wasn't very much. Oh, well, Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon, how'd that turn out for him, were nominated for the Republican National Convention. WJW Fox News Radio.